Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted to welcome back our wise and ageless goddess and life coach Trina Keane as we continue our fascinating series on developing the habits of happiness. All the little things that we do, they all make such a difference. Trina, thanks so much for joining us. And as we now kick off the month of June, this month we're all about dreams and goals. And they might sound like they're the same. And I guess you can't really have a goal without a dream, but they are actually quite different, aren't they?
Big difference in them, because dreams are the things that make us feel we're alive. Dreams are the, you know, the things that put real meaning into our lives. When we have something to dream about, it keeps us going. So the difference is that the dreams are the great big things, you know, and you can think as big as you like. Goals are the things that are, you know, the stepping stones towards the dreams. And the thing about both of them is that they should never feel like shoulds. You know, we sometimes think our goal is to lose 10 pounds, but really it's because we think we should lose it, or that our doctor told us, or whatever else. But in actual fact, our dreams always have a sense of excitement, a sense of, you know, coming alive, a real sense of zing in our tummy. And that's the fuel that makes us then set about setting goals, which are the stepping stones to achieving those dreams.
But for many, well, for many people, I can only speak for myself, I guess. I mean, I'm very good at dreaming, but the goals, I mean, that suggests action, and maybe I'm not so good sometimes at putting together the action plan to help make the dream come true. So how do you get that? How do you get there?
Well, Carol, isn't that exactly what we're there for? Dreaming, goals are part of our happiness habits, really, at the end of the day. But yeah, we go back to that sense of, when we have a dream, and very often the thing that gets in the way of the dream isn't so much that there are goals or not goals, or that there's, you know, ambition or action of any kind. It is literally whether or not we believe that we are capable of achieving that dream. And that can hold us way back far more than any sort of failures along the way. People with real dreams will have oftentimes several sort of failed attempts at achieving those dreams, but they keep going because, you know, they're really signposts of, you know, well, that didn't work, so we're going to do this. The things that can get in the way oftentimes are the things that suggest that, you know, we're either too old or we're not qualified enough for. And in actual fact, as far as qualifications for our dreams go, the moment you were born is the moment you qualified for any dream that you will ever have for yourself. Mm-hmm. It is your birthright to dream and to follow those dreams. And it doesn't matter where, how, who, gender, age, wealth or not, it doesn't matter. Dreams are yours to take and hold on to. Then how you break it down, those goals that you set in place are the means by which you achieve it. They're the fuel to actually take the steps towards it. And when those steps are something that leads you towards the dream, that's a completely different thing, because what we said earlier was when we feel we should do something, we're lacking that fuel, that sense of possibility about it. But when we're doing something because it's an inspired action, it's an action that's going to take us towards the dreams, then there's lots of fuel there. And really how we look at that is breaking things down.
You alluded there to the fact that, you know, there are some people who have dreams and it's not happening for them, but they don't give up. How do you get over that if you do have a dream and you're trying everything that you possibly can to make that dream come true, but you're getting frustrated all the time because nothing seems to be happening? So obviously that's going to take away any sense of happiness. So how do you deal with that?
That's a really good question, because in actual fact, there's two different ways of approaching. And we approach our dreams in one way and our goals in another way. Our dreams are something that we approach in an out loud way, in a sense. We tell people about them. Depending on the kind of person we are, we kind of expect results from that. You know, so when we talk about things, if people are supporting us, they will point us in the direction. As far as they're concerned, we become whatever it is that dream is for us. Goals have to be approached in a completely different way, Carol. They tend to be something that we need to be more quiet about, that we, you know, sit down with a notebook and we write them down, and we, you know, set out a daily practice of how we're going to chop this down. Because when we talk about our goals, a very strange thing occurs. Our brain thinks we've already achieved it because it's the feeling that our brain works on. And so, you know, the anticipatory factor actually drains the fuel that would keep us going. So it's really important when we set goals for ourselves that we actually do it fairly quietly to ourselves, and then we follow it with the action. So for example, let's take something as, we take a dream that we want to walk the Camino Way. That's a big undertaking. It might be something you've always longed to do. So what's the goal then? It's not to sort of book it for tomorrow morning. It's to begin by tomorrow morning getting up and starting to walk 3 kilometers a day for the first 3 weeks, and then increase that to 5 kilometers a day. It's to go and find out what are the best kind of footwear that's going to keep you comfortable on a walk that length. It's probably to join a hiking group and to have friends with you. But these are the inspired action steps that take you towards it. Otherwise, what will happen is you go out and you say, I'm going to go and walk the Camino Way. And the first question people will say to you is, well, you know, you haven't walked a mile. You wouldn't even walk to the local shop. You know, what makes you think you can do that? So put some action behind yourself. You know what? Let's this month stretch ourselves. There's a wonderful saying that I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt said, so do something every day that scares you a little. You know, don't be too protective of yourself. Start thinking in ways that might actually challenge you, because we build resilience that way as well. We get to know more about ourselves when we do that. So let's get back to the dream. What is a dream you have? And to do that, you have to sometimes sit down and take a little bit of time to think about it, you know, pull it back in, because we can spend so much time living a life that nurtures our career and our family and our relationships and all of that. And we forget about what it is that we're really here for, what makes us feel alive, come alive, what would cause us to want to jump out of bed in the morning and get on with the day, taking small, inspired action steps towards goals that lead you to this great dream. So this month, let's have a lovely practice. There's nothing more beautiful than considering a vision board. That's it. You know, when you get a lovely big canvas or board of some kind, and then there are steps you take. You get some magazines, you start cutting out words and images and things that call to you, that speak to you, that make you feel that's in keeping with this dream that I have. You put these words and anything that's with it, you know, crayon it or fabric it, do what you like with it, and begin to assemble them on the board in a way that makes you feel quite excited about this. And then keep that board somewhere where you're going to look at it every single morning. It's never going to make you feel, oh God, I'm just never going to attain that. What you're looking for in this vision board is feeling excited and enthusiastic about beginning to walk towards that dream.
And I believe very much in vision boards. I've seen them work. I don't know how they work. There's some sort of magic about them, I think, but I absolutely do believe in them. You just raised a point there, Trina, though, that I want to take up with you, because what about when you do have that little voice in your head going, sure, why are you having that dream? You'd never be able to achieve that. You know, the little voice that tells you, you can't, you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, you're not rich enough, and it's not going to happen. How do you deal with that?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. It's really important that we listen in. The very first thing we do when we start to think about what we want for ourselves is we listen out for the kind of voice that is talking to us. And if we discover that is a negative self-speak, there's a dialogue going over there on there, we know that that is actually not, it's not for us. It isn't real. Very often it's fear speaking. It seems as though it's trying to protect us from making a fool of ourselves or doing something or overstretching ourselves and being exposed. But fear really throws things up when you begin to hear that voice. What it's saying to you is, look, you need to work on that area. It's trying to warn you of something. And it's actually showing you, if you listen to it with an open heart, what's true and what isn't true. That is a bigger exercise. And maybe perhaps even doing something like journaling every day for 15, 20 minutes and allowing that voice onto the page so that you can have a good look at it and say, is that true? Is that really true? Are you as useless? Are you as hopeless? hopeless at doing things as you think. And then begin to process that with small steps. Set yourself achievable goals. Begin to do things that you know that you will be able to achieve. And that's the kind of cheerleader within yourself that will actually spur you on to take a bigger step, a more brave step. But listen to that voice, because very often it's the voice of fear. It's trying to protect you from something. And the question about it is it true? And what do you need to do in order to turn that around?
I love that. I love that. So for this month then, Trina, our exercise is what? To think about our dreams and then to put small steps in place?
Well, you know what? This is a nice long weekend here. If you've got time, get your magazines together and go ahead and create a vision board. There's loads of stuff online to help you do that. Or I actually have a page on my website if you want to look it up as well. Create a vision board. But then what you do, that's your big dream. So then for the rest of the month, what you're going to do is you set aside, last month we talked about that 15 minutes you give yourself every single morning so that you will have more of you going on in your life and less sort of responding to everybody else's needs. But here's the thing, you sit down and you ask yourself the three W's. What do I need to accomplish today? Who can help me? And when can I do it? So this is how you're going to find the action steps towards achieving your goals, which will lead you eventually to your great big dream.
What a lovely, lovely plan now for the month of June. Trina Keane, trinakeane.com, by the way, K-E-A-N-E, if you want to find out more about that. And Trina, before we finish this week, I just want to remind everybody that you do have your creative upgrade workshop taking place.
The Midlife Miracle Carol, next weekend, 11th and 12th of June in Dublin. And if anybody's interested, if you are wondering what is your big dream and you want some, real skills and beginning to get that underway and the discovering all of your own gifts and resources and the rest of it, you will come away from that with the actual blueprint for the next steps towards your dream.
I know from personal experience, your workshops are absolutely fabulous. So again, if anybody wants to find out more about that, it's trinakeane.com. Trina, thank you so much for that. Really enjoying our journey, developing the habits of happiness. And we look forward to chatting with you again next month.
Thank you so much, Carol. Happy weekend.